At a national press briefing last week, President Donald Trump suggested that scientists look to see if disinfectants like bleach could be ingested or injected into humans to kill the coronavirus. As Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, poison control centers over the weekend were busy debunking that myth.
President Trump later walked back his comments, claiming that he said it sarcastically and that it wasn't a serious suggestion. Earlier in that press conference, federal officials presented on how bleach and other products were effective in quickly killing the virus on surfaces. Dr. Suzanne Doyon is the medical director of the Connecticut Poison Control Center at UConn Health.
Following that, poison centers throughout the country had calls about such as people wanting to clean out their sinuses and wanting to use a neti pot to clean out their sinuses, but putting bleach in there, because bleach is supposed to kill the virus in a few minutes.
To be clear, Doyon and other physicians stress that people should not ingest, inject, or consume in any way bleach or other disinfectant products, not in an attempt to kill the coronavirus or for any other reason.
These bleach and these disinfectants, they're not meant to be used on or in the human body. Doing so would be extremely dangerous, will surely lead to lots and lots of problems and even death.
CDC experts find that there's been an uptick in poison calls nationally. The cases can't be directly linked to pandemic-related cleaning practices without more investigation. But Doyon says, at least in Connecticut, there's some likely connections. Calls to the Poison Control Center for children accidentally ingesting hand sanitizer have doubled. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.